Just 6% of the professional pilots in this country are women, and Delina Fox is one of them. She's a commercial pilot in Alaska and a member of the Yupik Indigenous community. Olivia Eberts of member station KYUK has her story.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Let's roll.
Pacific Rough on the roll there, too.
Delina Fox is flying a 1975 silver and blue striped Cessna 207 to the Alaska Native village Tuntutuliak. At 26 years old, Fox is about 2 decades younger than her six-seater airplane. It's the end of Fox's first two-week shift as a commercial pilot for regional airline Grand Aviation. She shuttles around cargo and passengers between traditional Upiat villages in Alaska's Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and the region's hub city of Bethel.
Jeff, go ahead.
1 minute.
Fox grew up between two of these villages. She remembers being excited by the idea of flying back when she was in middle school, when she flew with a female pilot for the first time.
That's kind of like where it felt real, like it's achievable.
Only 5 of Grant Aviation's 60 pilots are female. But Fox has another role model too. Are you proud?
Why wouldn't I be? Yeah, sure am.
That's Delina's uncle, Andy Fox. He's worked on and off for the airlines for nearly 50 years. Andy and Delina are two of Grant's 5 Yupik pilots. But Delina is the very first female Yupik pilot to work for Grant. She took the leap when she lost her job selling tickets for another airline during the pandemic.
And I was like, well, I'm just going to go for it. So I did. I moved to Anchorage and I went to flight training.
Less than 2 years later, she had her private pilot's license, her instructor certification, and her commercial pilot's license. After we land in Tuntutuliak, Fox unloads her cargo, passing each box to the gate agent. There's a box with a grocery store sheet cake and another with blue sprinkle cupcakes. It's someone's birthday in Tuntutuliak. The agent swaps the cargo for passengers, a girl and her mom. Fox greets them and takes their luggage. While they board the plane, the girl's dad, Andrew Frank, says it's incredible to have a pilot in the YK Delta who can communicate Yuktun with them.
It's always very impressive and make us very proud that we see native pilots and elders that don't know how to speak English can always talk to them.
Fox says she didn't always think her dream of shuttling Yupik-speaking passengers was a reality.
For me personally, it was really hard to even just leave Bethel to go to flight training and to go to school and to do something that I never saw as a successful goal. And I want more people to know that doing what they want to do is very achievable.
Now, Fox wants to help other locals learn to fly too. That's why she made it a point to get her instructor's certificate. As for what's next for Fox, she says she may move on to larger aircraft one day, but for now, she's content to fly in her home region.
I feel like everything I have on the ground dissipates. Keeping the plane in the air, that's all I have to care for, you know? So everything else, like all my problems or all my things I need to do in life, is left on the ground when I take off.
Left side Delta cross, 1 left side Delta behind Cherokee, 7 for Charlie.
For Here and Now, I'm Olivia Eberts.